from Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief for June 24th. Mason, June 24th. Markets Desk 5 Stories. Watch the tape. Ignore the noise. Let's get into it. First, from Bloomberg Markets. India lets NRIs leverage deposits to draw dollars. A worker handles US dollar banknotes at a currency exchange office in Jakarta, Indonesia, on Monday, June 8, 2026. Indonesia's finance and central bank officials said over the weekend they will boost efforts to stabilize the currency and attract inflows after the nation's stocks tumbled at the fastest pace worldwide last week. Next, second, from Bloomberg Markets. China's Premier Li says Beijing remains committed to openness. Chinese Premier Li Qiang delivered a special address at the Summer Davos Forum in Dalian on Wednesday. He said Beijing will continue to expand domestic demand and accelerate the large-scale application of new technologies. Bloomberg's Min Min Lo reports. Up next, third, from Zero Hedge. DHS proposes to increase citizenship application fees by 80%. The proposal would raise the government's fee for filing an online naturalization application form, the N-400, from $710 to $1,280, an 8% increase, according to the proposal from the Department of Homeland Security DHS, published in the Federal Register on Tuesday, authored by Jack Phillips via the Epoch Times. The Trump administration on June 23 proposed increasing the cost of becoming an American citizen in a move that would nearly double the price of naturalization for paper filings of the N-400. DHS said that it wants to raise the fee from $760 to $1,330, an increase of 75%. And then, fourth, from Zero Hedge. We must act. Total Energy's CEO joins calls to rewire Gulf energy flows around Hormuz. The Strait of Hormuz was disrupted or nearly closed for roughly 3.5 to 4 months, offering Gulf states aligned with the US one clear message. Energy flows or tanker transits must be rewired through pipeline networks that bypass the maritime choke point. By creating alternative pipeline export routes through the UAE, Iraq, Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, Syria, Oman, or Turkey, regional producers can reduce the risk that Tehran can once again use Hormuz as a leverage tool to disrupt tanker traffic through one of the world's most critical maritime choke points. Total Energy's CEO Pater, authored by Steve Watson via Modernity News, fresh reporting reveals that Melissa Cazes, administrative assistant at the Los Alamos Nuclear Lab, left home with everyday possessions that suggest she intended to survive, not end her life, raising new questions in the widening pattern of mysterious deaths among nuclear and UFO-linked personnel. Next, fifth, from Zero Hedge. She took two key items. New details raised doubts over Los Alamos lab assistant's death. Some have suggested that Cazes committed suicide, yet new details about her final moments show that before walking out the door of her Rancho de Taos home on June 26, 2025, Cazes took her toothbrush and thyroid medication with her. Los Angeles Magazine. Up next, 6, from Zero Hedge. Lutnick eyes crackdown on Chinese humanoid robots. One day after the House Select Committee on China sounded the alarm over China-based Unitree selling humanoid robots on Amazon to US consumers, a new Politico report states Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick held a closed-door meeting with top US. And then, 7th, from Zero Hedge, 10 points to understand Alexander Dugin, authored by J. Michael Waller via American Greatness, Russian theorist Alexander Dugin offers a vision to address widespread cultural despair and the desire for a revival of national sovereignty and Christian tradition. He offers a way out of wokeness and globalism. His price? The end of the United States and Western civilization. Dugin has tapped into a legitimate vein of frustration and fear about where sacred traditions have gone and what the future holds. But he is a false prophet. Next, 8th, from Fast Company. Pete Hegseth got a live look at the Pentagon's laser weapons. This article is republished with permission from Laser Wars, a newsletter about military laser weapons and other futuristic defense technology. The U.S. Defense Department demonstrated several high-energy laser and high-power microwave weapons for Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth on Tuesday, the first publicly known instance of a sitting U.S. Defense Secretary personally observing a live directed energy weapon firing. The demonstration, which occurred at the U.S. Up next, 9th, from Fast Company. Why the founder of David Protein Bars says controversy can be good for business. David Protein Bars went from startup to one of the hottest consumer products in America in under 2 years. but the ride has been anything but smooth. Founder and CEO Peter Rahal discusses building a breakout brand through lawsuits, a Jeffrey Epstein association, and the kind of social media heat most companies would run from. But can controversy, even the manufactured kind, be a net positive for a brand? Peter argues yes. This is an abridged transcript of an interview from Rapid Response, hosted by former Fast Company editor-in-chief Robert Safian. And then, 10th, from Fast Company, Gloria Steinem talks parental leave, women in leadership, and saving democracy. Gloria Steinem is ensconced in a plush red armchair in her living room. On her right is Louise MacDonald Hearn, a Mohawk Bear clan mother, dressed in white linen with burgundy and purple ribbons. On her left is Michelle Shenandoah from the Oneida Nation Wolf clan, creator of a show on PBS discussing rematriation, the process of centering Indigenous women's voices and philosophies into daily life. On this Monday afternoon, Steinem's living room is filled with 20 or so people, a diplomat from the Netherlands, a publisher, an impact investor, Emmy nominee and comedian Baratund Thurston, as well. That's the read. Watch the tape. Ignore the noise. Back tomorrow.